Hello there, Johnny Renaissance here, your expert car buyer. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for becoming a member of the Expert Car Buyers Club. This really is a cool VIP club that you are now a part of. What is the bump? I'm going to get right into it because I'm sure you're dying to know. What is the bump? The bump happens almost immediately upon you engaging with a salesperson, and it has to do with you giving away far too much information far too early in the conversation. Elsewhere, I will cover the process and what you should be thinking about along the way. But some of these things are so important because they can help you today. If you're going out to shop for a car today, you're walking onto a car dealership's lot today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this will help you a ton. Most people don't even realize that the bump just happened to them, especially when they run into a really good car salesperson with a nice smile and who can put on the charm and make you feel at ease and make you feel like you have someone you can trust. And you might, but remember, this is a business deal. It's a car deal. They're working you. You got to work them. It's plain and simple. So as this process starts, you walk up onto the lot. The salesperson engages you and says, hello, big smile. What are you interested in? Question I used to like to ask was, can I help you find something in particular? Because it was a little more open-ended and less pushy. Seemed to work really well in getting you to start talking, getting you at ease. Usually it was within 1 to 2 minutes that I could put someone at ease, get them talking, and then they tell me all the details. You don't want to reveal all these details. You do not. Not right away. What car are you interested in? A Toyota Camry. Do you have a trade-in? Yeah, I've got a 2010 Camry with about 200,000 miles on it. Salesperson asks, well, how much do you owe on it? Oh, I owe about $5,000, $6,000. And how much do you pay per month for that car? Oh, about $275 a month. And how much per month do you want to spend on your new car? And a question I used to like to ask, which I learned somewhere along the way as a salesperson, was, up to what amount are you comfortable spending per month on your car? That up to what amount can earn you as a salesperson exponentially more money. Because up to a certain amount just gives me the high number that I can be at and still make a deal happen most likely with you here today. And remember, that's why you do not want to make the payment the primary focus of the process, especially from the beginning like this. It will hurt you badly. And how much per month do you want to spend on your new car? Oh, about $350 a month. But what about if you found the car you really liked? Just your dream car. It had all the right miles, the right color, the interior, everything you wanted, features. What if I found you that car? Up to what amount would you be willing to spend today? Oh, well, let's say $375, $400 a month. Yeah, I guess $400 a month would be good. And I think I botched that, so I'm going to repeat that. So, and how much per month do you want to spend on your new car? Don't reveal that information, but if you do, or in this case, I'm just showing you an example. Oh, about $350 a month. So a good salesperson won't stop there. They won't say, yeah, okay, $350 a month. Sounds good. They'll add what I said earlier. And well, if I found you just the right car and everything you wanted, colors, you know, your dream situation, up to what amount would you be willing to spend per month on that car? Up to what amount? Very, very strategic. Great salespeople have all kinds of those things in their back pocket to use. Be careful. Yeah, I guess $400 a month would be okay. Boom, you've just been bumped. Boom, you've just been bumped from where you are now, $275 a month. Then you said, well, on a new one, you expect your payment maybe is going to go up a little bit. Although depending on what the deal looked like the last time with interest rates and down payment and all these other factors and variables, you might still be able to get out of there with a very nice car at $275, $300 a month. But at any rate, for this example, you agree, yeah, I'll spend $350. Great salesperson bumps you from $350 to $400. What that means inside the car deal is $2,700. $2,700. And just using some given numbers to give you an example, at a 5% interest rate, your cumulative payments, when you allow the salesperson to bump you, are about $3,000 higher, including the additional interest that you pay. And you pay about $400 of additional interest just by allowing yourself to be bumped in that manner. Because they can keep more profit in the deal in various places if you just agree to a payment. They'll always find a way to do that when they can. What you want to stay focused on is the real market, live market value of the car you're buying and the car you're trading in if you have a trade-in. Do not negotiate on payment. Do not allow yourself to be bumped. And if you are interested in hiring me to help you through this process, either in person or virtually, go to theexpertcarbuyersclub.com. That's expertcarbuyersclub.com. Join, register yourself officially as a member. Right now you're a subscriber. Register yourself as a member if you haven't already done that. If you are, then just log in and you will see instructions there on how you can hire me virtually and in person. If you're local here in Madison and maybe even somewhere relatively close, somewhere in Dane County, I'll come and help you buy a car. John Ashworth, Johnny Renaissance, here to help you save big money on your next car. Thanks for listening.